pastor gave me this, I asked her, I says, there's so much involved in this scripture. And she said, just pick out the things that hit you and talk about those. And so I tried that. So here we go. We've already heard in the past couple weeks about Jesus being tempted in the desert by the devil. But he had already spent 40 days and nights in the desert, and he did not hunger or thirst, and the devil couldn't tempt him with food or anything else. We've heard about Jesus being in Nazareth, where his people, the people he grew up with, rejected him as a prophet. They would not recognize him because this is Joseph's son. He can't be the Messiah. So now he's going from Nazareth down to Jerusalem, and he makes the shortcut through Samaria. He stops at Jacob's well. And here is where his humanity comes out. He's tired. He's hungry. And he's thirsty. So he sets down by the well, sends his disciples into the town to get food. And as he's sitting at the well, this woman comes up and starts drawing water. Jesus asks her for a drink. Now, what's unusual about that is that in those days, men didn't start the conversation with women. They answered it inquiry, but they did not start the conversation. There was a great religious difference. The Samaritans never accepted the prophets in the Old Testament. They only believed in the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They went no further than that, so they never heard any of the projections of the New Testament coming, of Christ's coming, of the living water. They never read David. They never read the Song of Solomon because they rejected those as heresy. The other thing with the Samaritans is that when Assyria took over the Jewish communities, the northern tribes, that's Samaria today, but at that point in time, it was all the northern tribes of Israel, but the leaders rejected the Assyrian attempts to take over. And so what the Assyrians did is they took all the leaders and the adult members of the male families and moved them out of Palestine and took them over to Assyria, and then they replaced them with Assyrians. So now the Samaritans are no longer a true Jewish community because they're mixed with the Assyrians. So that difference, because of that, and the fact that they only recognized the first five books of the Bible, the Jews hated the Samaritans. The other strange thing that happens is that here this woman has a shady past. Five people she's been with, one she's with now is not married to, and she comes to the well at noon because she won't come in the evening when it's cool. At noon, she comes, but there's no other women there to criticize her or harass her. So that's when she comes, and she runs into Jesus. And Jesus starts the conversation, just asking her for a drink of water. And he goes into the litany of how this living water will keep you forever. It was not going to go away. You're not going to get thirsty again. Now, she interprets this literally because she has no exposure to the Old Testament. So she interprets this all as thirst-type water, and she asks that, well, give me some of that water so I don't have to carry this bottle anymore. Again, Jesus recognizes that she doesn't know what he's referring to because they don't recognize the Old Testament scripture. They will never thirst. That didn't make any sense to her. They will have eternal life. That didn't make any sense to her. Now, John is, in his book, he often references the Holy Spirit as the life giver. He talks about being baptized with the Holy Spirit, born of the Spirit. I'm in the spring of water, welling the eternal life with the Spirit. Streams of living water will grow. John concentrated more than anybody else about the gift of the Spirit that God has brought to us. So now this woman is receiving this gift, but she does not recognize it yet until Jesus has her recognize her shortcomings, her lifestyle, the unacceptability, what she is. And now she's starting to see that she's being offered a gift that she had never seen before, that she had never heard of. It teaches us that in this story, that God recognizes all of us, no matter what our past has been. Our past is forgiven, and he will give us that living water if we recognize our ills and our failures and repent. Only through Jesus can we obtain and receive that eternal life. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. That's Jesus telling us if we can accept him and let him into our hearts, our living water is ours. It's going to take us where we want to be. But the first thing we have to do is recognize our failures and confess, which we have done a couple times through confession. Jesus portrays here for the first time, straight out blatantly, I am he. He declares himself to be the Messiah. And he tells her this, and this is the gift that he is giving her, the knowledge of who he might be. Our testimonies about Jesus is very powerful. As we look at what this woman went through and what she went through with Jesus, recognizing now finally that he is the Messiah, she goes back to the town and testifies to the people. And this testimony brings the people to Jesus. Now here, the Samaritans that hate the Jews flocked to a Jewish prophet and asked him to stay. And they accepted him as the Messiah, which is something that even his own hometown couldn't do. In summary, I think what I picked up from this mostly is that salvation comes only to those who recognize their desperate need for the spiritual life that they do not have right now. Living water can be obtained only by those who recognize that they are spiritually thirsty. Salvation comes only to those who confess and report and repent of their sin and desire forgiveness before this immoral woman could embrace what the Savior was saying. She had to admit who she was, and so do we. Before we can accept Jesus' forgiveness and his salvation, we have to admit that we have failed. And salvation comes only to those who take hold of this message of Jesus, the Messiah, for absolute truth is that salvation is found in no one else except Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we have salvation, and there is no other step that we can take. Amen.